Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. This week, we consider the words of Psalm 90, verses 16 and 17. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. As a new school year is upon us, this prayer from Psalm 90 becomes ours. The daily teaching, preparation, and cleanup fill our days. There is so much to be done, and our active hands will accomplish many tasks before this school year ends. To establish that work, to make the accomplishments last, God must be involved. To be more precise, we are involved in God's work, not God involved in ours. As we do His work, what deeds of God will be revealed to His servants in the coming months? We'll review the Bible history lessons and teach the little ones to praise and pray. God establishes that word as the Holy Spirit works and strengthens faith in those pint-sized hearts through the gospel. We'll see God's hand at work as He blesses the lives of His children. They will learn their letters, colors, numbers, and sounds. If we're lucky, they might even learn to sit still for 10 minutes at a time. Above all, God's work of faith can show itself in the songs and prayers they take home to their families. In the coming school year, we can expect to see challenges that make it feel like God no longer looks at us with favor. Kids get sick. Maybe a serious illness or disability is diagnosed. Our church or school could hit a rough patch as well. Yet, when we say, "May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us," we are not offering a weak request or a flimsy hope. The Lord's favor does rest upon us because of Christ Jesus. No sickness can change it. No ministry challenge can end our favorable status in Jesus. We know He will strengthen His people for the challenges that He sends their way. Yes, Lord, establish the work of our hands this year and always. We pray. O Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, show me your gracious deeds and establish the work of my hands. May it all be to your glory. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.